Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, saw some funny bread.
Great. Thank God. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes when we're doing getting ready to do this show, we don't have anything. Sometimes we have something that we could just use to fill the whole time. You know,
yeah,
something that's automatically going to take up the entire show because it's a what they call in mining, what they call a rich vein,
right? Of ore, gold, and platinum. We'll find out. Maybe a little bit of both. Gold swirled with platinum. Is there precedent for that in the history of mining?
People are going to be rushing to Alaska because I think we just hit the mother load.
Right.
Funny bread, you say?
Oh yeah. I think I've talked about this on the show, but in trying to...
Some bread is funny, another bread is sad.
You ever notice how some bread is funny? I'm Jeff Foxworthy. There's a gas leak in my house.
Are we... Is this our new... Is this going to be our ticket to fame? Gas leak Jeff Foxworthy?
You ever notice how I...
This could be our mango.
You ever notice how cabinets tell you to kill your kids? Jeff.
Jeff,
come on. Fix that gas leak.
Still, you do seem relatable.
Yeah. He's wearing jeans and a sport coat.
Mm-hmm. What's the bread situation here? Because there's... Yeah. Look, I'm a bread fan, but I don't know if I'd call it funny typically.
Yeah, I mean, until recently, me either. I mean... Some, you know, sometimes you see a bread that makes you chuckle or go, but never like a guffaw, you know,
like a recognition.
Yeah.
Snort, like,
yeah.
That's bread.
Yeah. Like an HBO dramedy.
Sure. Or maybe a quick applause break.
Sure.
Like you're in the studio audience of The Daily Show.
Of course. Yes. I've mentioned this on the show before, but in an effort to kind of watch my carbs, I started buying Dave's Killer Bread. Are you familiar with this brand, Jesse?
Yeah, this is a premium bread product featuring a convict with an electric guitar who loves sprouts.
Yeah, who I think so. The convict in question, Dave, I think has cleaned up his life. Dave has had a sordid past. I don't think he killed anybody. I think that's a urban legend, and you know, also we want it to be true because it would be funny. I mean, you don't want anybody to die, but the bread's called Killer Bread, so you know.
Yeah, and it would be worth it.
Yeah, oh, totally. Especially if the person was like old or something.
Just like one person who is already on the brink of death died so that we could point out that it's called Killer Bread because he's a literal murderer.
Dave cleaned up his act. He created a bread brand. That's good for the carb conscious. And there's a cartoon picture of Dave shredding, and I think some consider him a zaddy. I don't. I think that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about downloading TikTok so I can confirm.
Right.
That,
yeah.
But I believe only one way is what people consider.
I think people
zaddy.
Wish that he would play them like the guitar.
Sure.
So I really like,
people wish his whole grains would improve their digestion.
So if this is not a situation, you know how people, this is a frequent wound for both of us, is like people saying that carob tastes like chocolate and they can't tell the difference.
Yeah, because we were born in the early 1980s and came of age at a time when people claimed carob wasn't fucking disgusting, and in fact that it was analogous to chocolate, which is one of the tastiest things.
So I like Dave's Killer Bread, and I legitimately like it. Not in a I'm tricking myself because I know it's, you know, better for me or whatever. I do I like how it's slim, and I love the seeds. Oh, I love the seeds. I'm a texture freak, Jesse. I'm a freak.
You love textures. You're completely out of fucking control.
Out of control with textures.
People have locked you in basements.
Right.
Chained you up and let you slobber all over yourself. Tear your own clothes off. Reason being, textures.
Textures.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this stuff. But as you mentioned, Jesse, it's a premium brand. So it's you're paying. You're paying a little more for it.
You're not afraid to do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm always looking to save, and you know, I'm feeling some pain at the pump, just like everybody else.
So even though you're in the guild,
yeah. But
you're still worried about the cost of
cost
bread.
Of bread, yeah. You know, show business is not what it once was. Streaming,
you are in the guild,
CISO,
though.
Need I go on?
Quibi,
sure. Need I go on? Cuphead, I mean. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking to Please. Shrink the old grocery budget, and the first thing I think is like, well, maybe the Dave's has to go.
Wow.
But I like it. I legitimately like it. So I was looking through the grocery store to see if there's like a store brand version of this, because it's a popular enough product to, I think they would have tried to do the store brand knockoff.
And it would have a picture of Kroger, right, with the electric guitar.
a sexy, yeah. They personified Kroger to a kind of a thick-armed dad bod type.
Uh-huh. Thick arms, yes, and thin slices. That's
choke me, Kroger.
Dave's killer bread.
So I was looking through the bread aisle, and sure enough, there is a similar product, slim bread, covered in seeds, store brand. This is like, it's like a buck less than Dave's,
but still. Even though you're in the guild, that buck could make a difference.
The buck's going to go a long way. And, mm-hmm, you know, spread out over the course of the year, it's going to turn into, you know, literally $40,000. Right. This is how much bread I eat.
Yeah.
The name of the bread, the knockoff Dave's, mm-hmm, same thing. You know, same, all the same
thing. It's slim, yeah, it's zaddy, it's seeded.
The name of the knockoff Dave's bread is Seed Blast. Seed Blast.
I thought, why, we have been wasting time pumping up this story for 10 minutes, and I realized as you are approaching the end, I'm like, God, I've set Jordan up for failure. There's no way that whatever the end of this story about bread, mm-hmm, is, that it could possibly pay off until such time as I learned the name of the bread.
Seed Blast.
Which is a bread that you can buy at a store. Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable saying what store?
This is a Stater Brothers product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stater Brothers. Seed Blast. Wow.
So, yeah. Choke me, Kroger, Safeway, show feed on Maine.
Our guest on the program is one of the hosts of Maximum Fun Zone podcast, Fanti. They're also apparently writing two books at once. Travel Anderson. Hi, Travel. How are you?
Hello. I'm reeling from this story about Seed Blast. My God, what a payoff. All right.
I lived it, Travel. If you're reeling,
I'm gonna send up a prayer for you, okay? You need some prayer with that story.
Jordan was on the scene when it went down, yeah. Travel.
Wow, what a life that
live
you
and
have
in
lived.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dead now, but yeah, it was all worth it. welcome back to the show, yeah. Jordan's ghost.
Wario. I was in a local commercial with Fritz Coleman.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, everyone's heard that story.
We know. Travel, fucking great background, my friend. Great.
Thank you.
Background.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you've done what I wish I would have done, was like make, because we have to do this. We've got to, mm-hmm, Zoom. This is the new world. Yeah. But I have not worked on my background. How did this come to be?
So for the folks, I just have some fabric up on the wall behind me. But when we all started this pandemic stuff, it was like 2 months maybe into Fanti's life, by the way. And we had to start doing everything from home. And so I was doing my podcast from my closet in the apartment I was living in at the time. And I didn't want people to see my clothes in my closet.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. I bought some fabric.
They might be intimidated.
Exactly. And I'm about uplifting people. I don't want anyone to feel insecure about their mm-hmm. wardrobe. And so I went to the fashion district, the garment, whatever they call that thing downtown, and just bought, you know, the shiniest fabric that I could find, and just threw it up over the clothes. And then I moved twice, and the fabric has gone with me, because now it's a thing. It helps brighten up, you know, a Zoom experience. And I recently found out that it is the colors of the pansexual flag, which was not on purpose. Just to be clear, it was not on purpose. They were just the shiniest things in the store again.
Well, we all support pansexuals here.
Of course. Yes. Of course. But you know, I just gotta give a disclaimer because I don't want nobody, you know, getting no, you know,
sure, of course.
Ideas, you know.
There was okay, so I went to our colleague Carrie Poppy's wedding the other day.
Oh.
And Carrie's wedding. To her wonderful husband, Drew. It was a lovely affair. It was Love Boat themed.
Oh.
They apparently love to watch the Love Boat together.
Choices. Interesting.
I have nothing but respect for it. They showed some scenes from the Love Boat as part of their PowerPoint presentation about why we should all like the Love Boat mm-hmm. and how it's actually good. The scenes were truly execrable. Horrible scenes. I think The Love Boat is probably a horrible show. I don't know. They didn't convince me of that. But it was, the theme was like, it was like fancy casual, casual fancy, 60s and 70s influence optional. It was a lot of stuff. It was the kind of fashion theme that people write emails to me about in the put this on email, and then I have to email them back and say, look, you know these people, so I don't, like, I can't, Calypso Casual, I can't help you there. That's not a type of clothing, so you need to check in with them or just use your intuition.
Yeah. I had cowboy cocktail once. Cowboy cocktail.
What?
Still don't know.
Well, I think that's a gin with a seed blast.
Right, yes.
If I'm not mistaken. So I was really delighted that everyone looked great. Mm-hmm. I really thought that all those Poppy and whatever Drew's last name is, I can't remember right now, friends really came through with the like bold graphics and so forth that were suitable for a love boat wedding. There was this one couple who I talked to briefly, and one of the guys had on a hat that was like the size of a yarmulke,
mm-hmm.
that type of size of and shape of hat.
It covers 1/4 of the head.
Yeah. And maybe 30%. I'm going to give it 30% of the head. And it had those kind of silk flowers around mm-hmm. it, like tightly wound around it.
Hmm.
And my favorite part of this hat was that it, you know, it was like sculptural mm-hmm. almost. And what I liked about it was the beautiful silk flowers went around the rim of the hat. And the hat itself was composed of that kind of netting that a hat might be made of. You know that kind of netting? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
I cannot picture
like
hat
a silky
netting.
Like a hat made of a silky netting, and that's what the hat pieces are mounted on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like a bird or a whatever, right? It's like a veil, like the stuff of mm-hmm. a veil is mm-hmm. made out mm-hmm. of. And what I liked about it was the middle was empty to highlight his bald spot.
Wow.
And I thought, I would love to have a crown of flowers around
the baldest parts of my head.
And they were visiting. These guys both look like $1 million. They really did. They really look great. And they were visiting from Portland. I found that out when I had their brief chat with them. They claim that, Jordan, that you and I are famous in Portland, which I love to hear.
Mm.
Absolutely love to hear this. I told them about Park Slope.
Did you tell them that we were founding members of Gang of Four?
I did, yes.
Well, that's probably
well,
where
Jordan,
the confusion
actually
was.
I'm just joking. I told them we were Clyde Drexler.
Oh.
I told them that we were Portland right. Trailblazers legend Clyde Drexler.
Yeah, me sitting on your shoulder.
Clyde the Glide. Mm-hmm. They were visiting from Portland, so I suggested to them that they check out the Millinery store downtown in Los Angeles. Trevelt, do you know about, it's right next to where you bought that tricolor LeMay behind you. This is a store that only sells hat pieces.
Mm.
Components of hats is what you buy in this Millinery store. This is not, it's so I should say, Millinery supply store. It is not a store that sells hats. It is a store that sells the things you make into hats.
You could conceivably assemble a hat based on what you buy at the store.
Absolutely the fucking greatest store. You want to buy a silk bird? Get in there.
Right.
You want to buy a bald spot highlighting netting? That's your spot.
Have you bought any hat pieces from there?
I went there and I tried so hard to figure out something that I could buy there. And I couldn't come up with anything because I don't know how to make anything from anything. I don't know how to take two things and make a third thing in any.
That was
IKEA furniture, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's about
You're basically describing my latest trip to Good Vibrations. Well, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do with this?
Yeah. Maybe bacon and eggs. Does that count if you put them next to each other? Is that making a third thing out of two things?
No.
I could make that. Okay. Fair enough, Travell. Fair enough.
Travell, you casually mentioned when you were talking about assembling your backdrop that you moved twice in the past 2 years?
I did. Yeah.
Why all the moving?
Are you on the run?
I wish. I had my own place, and then right before the pandemic, I got in a relationship, and so I started shacking up with my partner at the time, and then we were shacking up in the pandemic, and I was like, girl, I need my space. So then we moved somewhere else, you know, a bigger apartment, yeah. And then we broke up eventually, and so I moved again, and now I'm in my beautiful, humble abode right now in the wonderful Hollywood of Los Angeles. So that's mm-hmm. why I moved twice. Also I'm a firm believer in like when you get tired of a place, leave. And if that happens to be every year, then you just do what you gotta do.
Yeah. I mean, you're bringing the party from town to town.
Exactly. I mean, every neighborhood needs a little bit of Travell in it. Come on now.
They deserve it. I think they deserve it.
Although
it's like Hollywood
I will say,
deserves it.
I will say I have the last three apartments have been in Hollywood. So I'm literally just like jumping from block to block in Hollywood.
I think it makes a ton of sense, Travell. You know why?
Why?
You've got star quality.
Yeah.
That's
period.
Why.
I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong. This time, at least.
I wouldn't have said it if I was.
What are the benefits of your new place?
The benefits of my new place. Well, one, it's all mine. Right.
Sure.
You know, and that's, you know, it's fine when you like shack up or like living with a partner and all of that lovey, lovey, dovey stuff. You know, y'all are probably in relationships and whatnot. So you understand. But also when you got your own space, my God, have mercy on me. And so that's the main thing. I have a whole office now. There's a whole office behind this computer. Not that I'm using it for anything except storage, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a fabulous patio where I eventually will have patio furniture, mm-hmm. a really big living room. So I've been able to do like little game nights among my friends and whatnot. She likes to host, you know, folks from time to time. At least, right. like, you know, once every quarter, at least, you know.
A quarterly host is perfect. That's the yeah. perfect
for the
amount
meeting.
Of hosting.
That's all yeah. I need, okay? I don't need y'all up in my house, you know, every week now. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. What's your game night game?
So I'm a spades person. Are you all familiar with spades as a game?
I know it's a classic card game, but I do not know the rules.
I don't know if white people play spades. I'm just going to say it. I think it's just a black person thing. You know, it's cultural, but spades is one of my go-to games. It's a card game, like a four-person card game. And then culture tags. I don't know if y'all have heard of culture tags. It's like a black taboo, if you will. And so, like, the cards have, like, acronyms on one side, and then you have to get your team to, you know, decipher the acronyms, and there's all these different categories. Right. And so it's really cute, really fun. They have a Black Twitter category, which is always, you know, gets the girls up and going. And then, you know, this Uno and Scrabble and Monopoly. I have a lot of board games and cards and all of that other stuff. So whatever the folks want to do is what we do.
Yeah, if I can speak for the white community, our spades is called Settlers of Catan.
If you've never gambled on Settlers of Catan in an alleyway.
Right.
Are you even white, Jordan?
It's about resource management.
Are you even a Dorcas?
It's about resource management.
It's all about resource management, really like Travell.
Love
we chose
that
the
y'all.
Game because it's extractive in nature. We went into the store and said, do you have anything colonialism themed? Thank you.
can I make the assumption that because of your cup that you are Shake Shack adjacent?
I am Shake Shack adjacent.
I picked it up this
evening because I was hungry and I didn't feel like cooking. I'm very close to the Shake Shack in Hollywood.
It's an exciting and powerful move to be on the Zoom camera, have an off-camera 28-ounce drink, and then just slide it into frame. Take a sip from that straw, slide it out of frame. It's like it's a move that says, I have no shortage of beverage.
I could drink for this whole podcast.
Yeah.
You don't got to be prepared, you know? Mm-hmm. Y'all know we talk a lot. Your mouth get dry. You got to stay hydrated.
This is thirsty work. Yeah. Thirsty work, Travell.
It is.
Are you conducting any other DIY improvements to the Anderson home?
I've been trying since I moved in here in October to like legitimately decorate like a grown person, like put up photos on the wall or get some art, you know, act like I'm the mature person that I am. The problem is I started one wall that is supposed to be like a collage of like photos of family and friends and whatnot. But there's like 10 photos there now. And I did that back in November and haven't yet finished building it out. And so I look at it every day and I'm like, okay, girl, we got to get to that one of these days. And I've been saying that for 6 months. So, you know, me and DIY doesn't work too easily.
The problem is going to be, before you're able to build it out, you're going to have to do a cull.
Well,
by the time you get to adding, you're going to have to do some subtracting. I mean, we have already heard about your two moves.
I will say, I did tell myself, I put myself on punishment. I'm here for at least 2 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, after the second year, you know, we'll see, you know, I might be bored. I might want to go someplace that has a pool. I don't have a pool. And, you know, the world is on fire. I don't know if y'all have heard. And so it's been insanely hot. It would be nice to have a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my recommendation, Travell. Go on Hotwire. There's only one 5-star hotel in Pasadena. It's the Langham. When the price is low, buy yourself a night and swim to your heart's content.
Is the price ever low?
It is. You'd be surprised.
I've heard that from like that is a hack from like lifelong Pasadenians. Travell, I moved to Pasadena in the past year and I'm just kind of getting to know it. And that Langham is a very schmancy hotel that's been there forever. And yeah, and I think that is a thing, is monitoring Hotwire for like a Wednesday night when it's a couple hundred bucks and just going to use the pool.
I bought a night at the Langham, the 5-star Langham, for like $120.
Oh, do y'all know what I just learned about Pasadena today?
Thank God we're getting down to it.
We love talking Pasadena.
Did you know that Pasadena used to be a sundown town?
Oh, I don't know what that is. I
will explain.
My initial reaction was vampires.
Sure. Vampires and racist, one and the same. So a sundown towns are, you know, usually southern place. It was around a lot in the South, where if you were in this town after dark, like as a black person, you would get killed type of thing. Like you did not want to be caught in the usually like backwoods, like real country type areas. And you just knew that you needed to complete whatever trip that you were going to complete and get through this city before the sun went down. And if you got caught, you usually were killed, you know, you might be jailed, you know, for whatever reason. And so I literally learned a few hours ago that Pasadena used to be a sundown town until like the 60s, apparently.
Oh my God. Jesus. Oh my God. Jesus.
I know, right? And I was like, are you kidding me?
I had not heard that shocking, horrific fact.
Isn't it shocking?
But I have had similar experiences, like kind of learning about Pasadena, and it has a on the surface a very cute and colorful history. But I've had a couple instances like that where I'm like, oh, two paragraphs down, there is something. I mean, maybe that's all of America everywhere, is two paragraphs down, there's some shocking shit about our horrible history. But
I mean, a lot of people talk about, this is something I learned when I moved. I mean, obviously I'm Pasadena adjacent, not in Pasadena, but a lot of people talk about how amazing the Huntington collection is, the thrift store.
I've heard about it. Yeah.
But what a lot of people are not going to tell you is that it's only open 11 to 3 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So there's a lot of stuff with a dark subtext.
Yeah, for sure.
In Pasadena.
The more you dig, you're not going to like it.
Imagine this. Your friend has suggested that if you need some furniture for your new apartment, you try the Huntington collection associated with the Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. You go in there. And you think, well, this is going to be great. There's a bunch of furniture, high quality furniture, affordable prices, and there's four ladies behind the front desk. So everything is set up perfectly. You go, you pick out some furniture, you bring it to the front desk. You know what you're going to find out? Those old ladies just want to talk shit with each other. They don't want to help you buy something. They're just old ladies that are talking shit. That's why they work there, so they can fucking judge people. Fucking retired from their lives of leisure to hang out at the hunting collection and talk shit to each other.
Burn
about
the
you.
Place down, the whole town. Hey, I was wondering, we have, this is a Max Fun Drive episode of the podcast.
It's true.
I want to talk a little bit about the Max Fun Drive and all the exciting stuff that has going on. But we take a break. I'm feeling a little peckish. I might need to go get a seed blast. Your blood sugar's kind of low, so
we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Travel Anderson, Fantasia's biggest fan.
She was the greatest American Idol.
She really was. That season 3, it was hitting, okay?
All downhill from Fantasia.
A couple highlights. Carrie Underwood, you know?
Well, sure. We all love Underwood.
Carrie Underwood was all right, but she didn't have the magic of those hippopotamuses and tutus.
She didn't. You're right. But that's okay.
Or the Sorcerer's
You're
Apprentice.
Thinking of the Disney classic Fantasia.
Speaking of Disney, I do have a quick Burbank update.
Okay, please.
So, Travel, recently on the program, I listed with no punchlines or narrative, just a number of stores that were near where I've been doing physical therapy in Burbank, California. Really an incredible selection of stores, including a die-cast car store, a place that just makes out-of-home themed entertainments. And a lot of people have been writing me and saying, Jesse, given that your bit, which was so amazing, and they a lot of them mentioned that they particularly liked that it went on and didn't have a punchline or any jokes per se. It's just a list of stores I'd looked at.
They thought it was brave that you did that.
Yeah.
They thought it was very brave.
They wrote to me and they said, Jesse, you must have listed all the stores near your physical therapy place in Burbank. So if you were to say, get there really early, and so you drive a little further down the street to take your car to the car wash, you probably wouldn't see any stores that you hadn't listed. And I had to write them back because I really believe in being straight, you know, really letting people know the truth.
Straight talk, you know, Thorn.
Yeah.
No Pinocchios here.
There was also a store called Burbank Scales and Tails. Mm. It's a lizard store.
Oh, wow.
So.
Probably not the only extra lizard store.
That's a block further down, but I noticed that there was a lizard store there. So
very
I just.
Good update.
To those people, I just wanted. And everybody out there, I just wanted to give you an update.
Very good.
Now you know if you're in the Burbank area, you're looking to purchase a snake or lizard, you're going to want to go to Burbank Scales and Tails.
Scales and Tails.
Burbank. Scales and Tails. Do you think there's also maybe an Aspen Scales and Tails?
Right. Not to be confused with. Fucking up our Google results.
Scales and Tails, Martha's Vineyard.
Scales and Tails East.
Scales and Tails, Monaco. Right.
It's like Planet Hollywood. It's one everywhere. You got to go in and get the shirt. You got to go in and get the shirt. Hey, it's the Max Fun Drive. The most fun time of year. A year when we say a big old God, thank you so much to the people
thank you.
Who give money to keep Max Fun up and running, to keep this show going, to keep Fanti going, all the shows on the network. It's listener supported. You do not have to keep us afloat. You could let us fail.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, this isn't about merit.
No.
If it was about merit, you would support other podcasts. You'd probably support Fanti or, you know, heck, maybe you'd support This American Life. I don't know. But this is about something going on inside of you that you're trying to salve or cure or like a bruise that you're trying to poke by supporting Jordan Jesse Go. And we're so grateful to you for it.
Yeah, MaximumFun.org/join. You can pick a monthly level to donate at. There's all kinds of levels, something for every budget, from $5 a month all the way on up to $100, $200 a month. There's all kinds of cool thank you gifts you can get if you join. There's bonus content. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of bonus content for you to enjoy if you give. But yeah, but it really means a lot that you support us. I don't know if y'all pay attention to the news, but giant companies are getting into podcasting.
Yeah, until such time as we have the budget to record and release a Black Star album with Mos Def and Talib Kweli, this podcast and your support will have to suffice.
Yeah, it really, really
there's a podcast company putting out a Black Star album. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool that Max Fun stays independent and listener supported. It is really cool that it is not beholden to giant companies who maybe employ people who are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
let's say the kind of companies that might give a bad person
millions,
I'm just going to pick a number at random, $100 million.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we really appreciate it. The thing I say every year that I hope you're not tired of hearing, but I think is very apt, is that, hey, if you tip your bartender a buck a drink, why not tip your podcasters a buck a show? If you, for $5 a month, support all the shows you like, and it means so much. It really, really does. It makes sure the shows keep going. It makes sure there's no interruptions. Yeah, podcasts come and go, but if people support them, then they can keep going. Javelle, y'all have been doing your show for 2 years now?
2 years. It has been, like, literally we started right before the pandemic began. And it has been a wonderful ride ever since. Shout out to my co-host Jarrett Hill for getting on my nerves every week. And so that's what you all as listeners have to look forward to.
Jarrett is a very smart and sincere person.
And very annoying. Yes. You are not wrong. You are not wrong. He is smart. He is sincere. And also the pain in my ass. But I love him nonetheless.
That's what podcasting is for. Support two yes. friends coming together for several hours every week to annoy each other.
Will you join us? MaximumFun.org/join. It really is how we keep the lights on at Maximum Fun. Your money goes directly to the shows that you listen to. It's not apportioned by me or anyone else. It's apportioned by you by letting us know what shows you listen to. All you got to do is go to MaximumFun.org/join. There are levels for everyone, Jordan. If you are a person of extraordinary means or extraordinary passion for our show, you can join for $100 or $200 a month. But I'm not hung up on what level. At what level you join. What I love to see is the number of people who support us going up. It means so much that anyone would support us at any level. That is what I'm focused on. So, if you don't have the means to support us, we understand. But if you do, we're not hung up on what the number is. We're just really grateful that you've taken the step of going to MaximumFun.org/join and becoming a member of MaxFun. It's incredible that we get to work for you. It is an absolute thrill. And it really is, like, every year I am stunned that this weird independent operation gets to continue and is so extraordinarily successful because of the support of people who listen to these shows and say, I actually care about that enough to do something about it. It's really incredible. I'm stunned and grateful every single year. And so thanks.
Yeah, it really means a lot that we get to do a show like this and like so many other on the network that are certainly not listened to by millions and millions of people, but just like they have a handful of fans who really like it and really value it and really get stoked when it comes out every week or whatever the release schedule is. It really means a lot. I mean, if this show was produced by one of those giant companies we mentioned, it would not be a show. It would have been dumped. It would have been dumped years ago. But it's really, really nice to know that we don't have to, you know, find some way to appeal to hundreds and thousands of people, but we can just make a weird, dumb show that you like. So if you like it, thank you so much for going to MaximumFun.org/join. And hey, if you're already a member and you want some of those free bonus gifts, you can upgrade. So yeah, that'd be really cool too.
It's MaximumFun.org/join. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. Love you. It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Travell Anderson, Fantasia's biggest fan.
Travell, what's your Shake Shack order?
My Shake Shack order is a plain double cheeseburger with bacon, a six piece. Is it 6-piece or 8-piece? Whatever the lower value is of chicken nuggets and mm-hmm. barbecue sauce and a small Coke. Well, this is a large Coke, but usually a small Coke with no ice.
So you've got a double protein going.
I guess that is what that is. Mm-hmm.
Nuggets in lieu of fries.
Yeah, I like Shake Shack's fries, but not for transit. Like, I don't like them post transit. And so if I'm not like at the restaurant, I won't actually get the fries.
Is that a crinkle fry?
Mm-hmm. It is a crinkle fry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for clarifying that, guys.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff on this show.
I mean, thank goodness for the members of Maximum Fun, huh?
Yes, we love them.
Without them, this couldn't exist. Guys, remember on Jordan, Jesse Go that one time when we were talking about Shake Shack, and then I said, is that a crinkle fry? And then Travell, you and Jordan there, you said yes.
Mm-hmm. If you get cheese fries, they give you this little wooden fork you get to eat them with. Oh, I love that little wooden fork.
I don't care for it.
You don't like the fork?
No, I like the size. Mm-hmm. I like anything that's smaller than it should be or bigger than it should be.
Right.
That amuses me. Why isn't it the size it should be?
Right.
Why is it smaller or bigger?
Fun.
But I have to say a wooden utensil bothers me. Because you know why, Jordan? You know this about me. I'm a texture freak.
Right. Mm. You don't like the wooden texture.
When it comes to utensils. Don't like a wooden fork. Don't like a popsicle stick. Okay. Go ahead, Jordan.
I'm wondering if you're worried that you might accidentally swallow it and have to move it through your bowels.
Yikes.
No, that sounds great to me.
Oh, okay.
I think it would take care of a lot of things that are probably hanging out in there.
Oh, my.
Sure.
It's all natural and it's biodegradable. Sounds like a fantastic idea to me. A bigger concern for me is if I'm eating cherries, what if I swallow one of the pits? I grow a cherry tree in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then you have
That's
to.
That's my number
then
one.
Then you just
concern.
Have to eat a handful of Shake Shack forks to get it out.
Well, problem solved.
Problem solved.
Travell, one of the things that the people who are members of Maximum Fun, who've gone to MaximumFun.org/join support is the hard work and creativity that Jordan and I put into mm-hmm. this program.
Yes.
So one example is a lot of shows will, instead of coming up with a lot of original segments, they'll just make their show literally about nothing or possibly less than nothing. Like 90 minutes of essentially wasting people's lives. but on our show, we're full of ideas and hard work. Mm. So we come up with segments for the show.
Not true.
And then we have people call into those segments that we've thought of. A lot of times we'll write them down, mail them to ourselves. Jordan's a guild member.
Mm, yes, copyright. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And
right, you have to register it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're writing two books. You know about this.
Well, two books Anderson knows about this.
TBA. And Travell, can I clarify one other thing?
Mm-hmm.
It is 100% not people just calling in to tell us something and then they give it a segment name
that's
as it, though it's a
what
segment
it is.
We've
that's
thought
exactly
of.
What it is.
Okay.
No.
Thank you for clarifying.
It's not that. It's not just people emailing us a voice memo at jjgo at Maximum Fun or calling us at 206-9844-FUN with some shit that they thought of to tell us and then giving it a name so that there's a reason they're calling in. It's stuff we've thought of. Brian, play one of these calls so I can find out what we thought of.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, and my guest is Helen Zaltzman. I'm calling in for your signature segment, Joker Car Updates. It's a sad update today. My local Joker car is repainted to be a Green Arrow car with the text "locally hated" on it. They did still keep their Joker seat cover, but it's no longer a Joker car. Thanks so much. Love the show.
Wow.
Can you imagine the lack of vision and confidence you have to have to put like a I drink your Haterade sticker on your car, but be like, well, not even regionally, just locally.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Brian actually let us, I guess the listener took pictures. Okay. The Joker car, this is the Heath Ledger Joker, it would appear. Mm-hmm. And then the Green Arrow car, I don't know that this is any, I don't know if this is the TV Green Arrow. Looks like he's from the comics. He's got the kind of Robin Hood goatee. I like that this local scumbag is sticking within the world of DC Comics.
Yeah, you wouldn't want them to have an image themed car.
No, no.
Or a Marvel car.
Dark Horse Comics.
This is a real sort of like classic airbrush t-shirt style portrait,
yes,
of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
There are also, I would say, just some parts of the car that are red for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
very
I would
odd.
Care. So I would say the
very
hood.
Odd.
Yeah, the hood is a classic airbrush t-shirt at the Venice Boardwalk, portrait of the Joker, all over print, the full hood. And then just some other body panels are red. Is how,
yeah,
I would describe
the Green Arrow version of this car is hanging together thematically a little bit better, I would say.
Still ugly, but it is, you know,
that's the theme.
It still goes together. I
ugly
see it.
Car.
It is genuinely, I would say, genuinely impressively ugly. Like the extent to which this is an ugly set of choices cannot be overstated.
That's why it's locally hated.
Yeah.
It's owning it.
It is like a metallic green, mm-hmm, or maybe even one of those, you know, greens that changes color depending on the angle you're looking at it, with orange accents. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But they've decided to make the hood white, and it really distracts from, it really throws off the whole graphic balance of the entire vehicle, that they didn't just put the Green Arrow on top of the same base color as the rest of the car is. Also, we have not even addressed that the top of the windshield wiper does say locally hated, and then the bottom passenger side corner of the windshield says all me.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Oh my God.
It's also a Hyundai Genesis.
I have a local Joker and Harley from Suicide Squad car that cruises the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I always like to see it. Yeah, it's the Margot Robbie and Jared Leto versions of the characters. I think it's got a kind of a purple sparkle paint. And yeah, I always am glad to see it and afraid of who's ever driving it.
The vehicles in my neighborhood are generally like intensely tasteful. Mm-hmm. Like if you find a custom vehicle in my neighborhood, it's like there's a guy on the next block who has like a totally classic bomba, like a 40s Ford or something like that, that is dropped and is gorgeous. Mm. Like absolutely spectacularly good. But I do find myself missing, like when I last lived in San Francisco was like the golden era of donks. It was a time when like teens in my neighborhood, which was what you might generously call an urban neighborhood. it was an intense scene where I lived, let's say. But the teens there would get off the bus and they'd all be wearing these tiny SpongeBob SquarePants backpacks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the cars might be SpongeBob themed, but they might also be like Skittles, mm-hmm, themed. Or like Rolos themed, yes, and all the, it would have the logos and all the colors, and it would be on a very homely car, such as, you know, a Ford Crown, mm-hmm, Victoria, like a 1996 Ford Crown Victoria, just a real jumpy zero of a car on gargantuan wheels.
Yes.
that were the color of one of the colors of the, like, it'd be Fruit Loops themed, a lot of Fruit Loops themes. And I really have nostalgia for that. I have, like, intense nostalgia for the breakfast cereal themed cars and tiny kindergartners' backpacks on surly teens.
What a moment in time, right? Oh, it brings back so many good memories, Jesse. I love it.
Yeah. Tight pants were new in the hood.
If y'all had to...
That was an exciting development that was going on at the time.
If y'all had to airbrush a character on your car, ooh, who would you airbrush?
My first thought is Snagglepuss.
Yeah, sure.
That could be really fun. Have a Snagglepuss-themed car.
I think I'd go...
That could be really good.
The John Lovitz's character from A League of Their Own.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Very specific choice.
I would have guessed that you would have said The Critic. You would have a The Critic-themed car.
You know, I definitely want it to be a famous John Lovitz character. And, of course, we all love Jay Sherman and his famous catchphrase, "It stinks."
Right. And, I mean, most of us have already had... You know, this is one of those hobbies where you have to keep it fresh.
You have
We've all made our... what was that character called? The compulsive liar.
Right. Yeah, the guy who's like, yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah. If I had been able to remember the character's name, that joke would have been great.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'll tell you this. I ultimately had to get rid of that because I kept getting pulled over and the guy would come over and say, here's your ticket.
That's good. That's great.
No, it isn't. It's fucking great. Garbage.
I'm glad.
Why would anyone join Maximum Fun now or ever?
Travel, do you have a favorite character who you'd airbrush on a car?
So I was thinking of like a red character because I really want a red car. And I'm going to go with, this is a Powerpuff Girls reference. Do you remember the character Him from the Powerpuff Girl? Yes.
Great villain.
That would be
my choice.
People
love Mojo Jojo. It's all about him.
It's all about him. Mm.
Yes.
It's all me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Then you could parody this guy's car, which I'm sure everyone would get.
Yeah. That would be great. God, I'd love to parody this car. Just get Abram Zucker in here. Let's do a spoof.
Brian, we got another segment in there that we maybe thought of but probably didn't.
Definitely did.
Hi there, Jordan, Jesse, and beloved guest. This is Jackson from Minneapolis, and I am calling in for your beloved segment, First AOL Screen Names. Mm. I just learned what my wife's first AOL screen name was. You see... She wanted the thing to end with 13 because she was an edgy teen and 13 was an unlucky number. And she wanted it additionally to be her favorite singer. She was deeply into the Velvet Underground and Nico, so she wanted to be Nico 13, but Nico 13 was taken. So she opted for the character from her favorite book. And that's how I found out that my wife's first screen name was Lolita 13.
Wow. Oof.
She was older than 13 at the time.
Holy shit.
That's the thing. Love you guys. Have a good one.
The time before content filters, apparently.
I did. Wowie, no, I'm sure zowie. No one wanted to chat with her because they were like, you are clearly a cop. Clearly a sting operation.
Her screen name was Fellow Teen.
Right.
Holy mackerel. Holy cow.
Travel,
are you old enough to have AOL'd or AIM'd?
I did. My screen name was... my screen name is actually not even all that bad. My screen name, because I was a very cocky and like super intellectual nerdy kid, my screen name was...
Can I guess? Hold on. Can I guess real quick?
You can.
I think it's probably going to have it's got to have a number in it because the one word was never available. I think it's probably going to have a year in it. It's going to have something that you love more than anything else. So I'm going to guess Fantasia 2000. No,
that's a good one. That's a good one. It wasn't. It was. It was. it was Smart Mind of 09.
Nice. You were brainy and proud,
you know. And I was going to graduate high school in 2009, so like that's where the number came from.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Congratulations on that, Travell. That's something you can be proud of. In fact, why not put that in the corner of your windshield?
Exactly.
Jordan, did you ever have a? I don't remember what my I had an AIM name. And I had an ICQ number.
No, I really missed this era of the internet. I was very late to the internet. We like kind of didn't have it. I graduated in 2000. So I basically had internet when I went to college. That was my first like experience having it. We had AOL. And I think I was able to like look at an ER chat room once. I remember that being my first like internet experience, is going on AOL and like clicking on TV shows and then
just typing in, is Kubiak Zaddy? Kubiak from Parker Lewis Can't Lose was on ER for a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony Edwards' real feet.
Anthony Edwards' pay net worth.
Right. But no, I didn't do any kind of like mean. Oh, and I think someone gave me a like burned CD with a compilation of all of like Bart's prank phone calls to Mo.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Like a
That's God
like
bless
a QuickTime file, although I could push it and listen to it anytime I wanted to.
I met somebody the other day, or I was talking to somebody the other day. This guy, Grant Brisby, podcaster. Mm-hmm. And a writer for The Athletic. He writes for The Athletic, the subscription sports website. I was goofing around with Grant Brisby on Twitter the other day.
Fun.
And he informed me that he remembered when I used to post on the Usenet group for the San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
Nice.
So probably those posts were really cool.
They're probably pretty cool.
That I put on Usenet as a 15-year-old.
They're also just Anthony Edwards' real feet. Yeah.
Come on, Jordan. Not Anthony Edwards. Rickert Fanita. Outfielder Rickert Fanita.
Real feet.
Real feet.
Real feet.
Real feet net worth. Wife. God, what do you think we could do to get the net worth it says when we type in our name and then net worth?
Oh, let me. I've never tried it with myself. I bet I'm not. I bet it doesn't have.
You're
going to
find
there.
Out about the soccer player, Jordan Morris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I probably. That's true. Travell, I have a. There's a like famous soccer player that has my name and fucking
lucky
up all
them.
my search results. Okay. Well, let's see what. Yeah, you're right. This takes me to the soccer guy's net worth. Let's see what his net worth is. $30 million. Wow, I'm almost there. That's like about what I have.
That seems hopeful. Close. Yeah, I tried Travell's net worth and I didn't get anything.
Because I ain't got no money.
What do you think?
That's why.
Well, I mean, you had enough money to get that LeMay in the...
Oh, I know. It looks more expensive than it actually was. I got it on sale as well.
Brian's net worth appears to be $1.5 million.
Hmm.
And look at this. He's a father. According to allfamousbirthday.com.
Of course. The most reputable site there is.
The internet's true.
Yeah. Do you think it says what my net worth is? $1.5 million. Not bad.
Yeah. Does it have pictures of your real feet?
$800,000 here. Oh, this one says $8 million. I'm going with insertpoint.com because they say my net worth $8 million.
Hell yeah.
Facts Buddy says $2 million. Do you think they ever hash this out like at the conference every year?
Yeah, what are these things? What are these websites?
Who knows? I don't even have any fictional buddies, much less facts buddies. Well, that was fun, huh? We found out the net worths.
Yeah. The fry thing, the net worth thing, show's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone agrees this is a good show.
You want to take a break and count our millions of bucks and then come back and talk a little bit more about the Max Fund Drive?
Yeah, I got to find out which one of these websites is right. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Travell Anderson, Fantasia's biggest fan.
Number one, worldwide.
Period.
Worldwide or just worldwide.
Locally? Ain't nobody thinking about Fantasia outside of these contiguous United States, you know.
You don't think in Hawaii and Alaska?
No.
They're thinking about Fantasia?
I doubt
Puerto
it.
Rico, nobody.
What are they thinking about? Poi and salmon, respectively?
They got other things to worry about than Fantasia.
Yeah. Climate change.
All of that.
Be a big
right?
one, probably.
Rising sea levels and stuff like that. I don't know.
And I mean, in Alaska, if it's me, I'm worried about wolves. If it's me and I'm in Alaska, I'm thinking about wolves. Do they live there? Hell, I don't know. That's one of the reasons I'm so worried about them. If I knew for sure that they didn't right. live there, that would be a great weight off my mind. If it's me.
Hawaii
pufferfish, Jordan.
Sure.
Like a poisonous pufferfish.
Volcaners? Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
I had it up here with these volcaners.
Yeah.
It's my character. Prospector who's afraid of volcanoes.
I mean, it's a classic character, Jordan.
Characters like that are brought to you by people who go to MaximumFun.org/join and throw us a couple of bucks to keep the lights on here at MaximumFun.org. There's like, you know, moral reasons to support Maximum Fun. But also yeah, there's sure. if you're just a grubby little selfish who wants all the nummies for yourself. Good news.
Are you a selfish little nummy saver?
Yeah. You love to get your nommer on these nummies. You want to get your nommers on these nummies. Here's what you can get if you support us. If you're a new and updating member at MaximumFun.org, $5 a month. This is something everybody gets. All members, if you support MaximumFun.org, you get over 350 hours of bonus content. For anybody who supports $5 a month gets all of this sweet, sweet bonus content. If you got yourself a road trip coming up, if you got some summer travel planned, this bonus content is going to do you right. There's something for everybody.
We have actual decades of Jordan Jesse Goes that you can only get in this manner. Episodes where we do a drinking game where I have to eat drugs every time we do of the four things that we do on every episode of this show.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we have a weird challenge episode where me and Ben Harrison, I believe, drank warm, I think it was Smirnoff Ice, and you drank a weed infused soda.
I drank more than one weed. I think I drank like two and a half, if I remember correctly. Ben got pretty drunk, and I was too high to drive, and so we had to have Ben's wife come pick us up. Rachel, can you come pick us up at the office?
This year,
we did a podcast.
This year, we have something really, really fun that I think is up in the donor folder as we speak. We got together with Dan McCoy from the Flophouse, and we reviewed the 1979, I believe, Burt Reynolds classic, is it? White Lightning.
Yeah. If you want to hear the story of Burt Reynolds' second best film about Burt Reynolds smuggling alcohol.
It's actually the third best.
Third best, right? Because there's Gator, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays the same character in Gator. Well, is it better or worse than Smoking and the Bandit 2? Is it his fourth best?
Oh, great question. Listen, we could sit here and rank Burt Reynolds bootlegging movies all night. But this was a really, really fun episode. It was a kind of a sequel to last year's where we got to go with Drea Clark and reviewed Malone, another Burt Reynolds classic, maybe. And these are a blast. And what we're saying is if we get 2,000 new and upgrading members, we will do the Gator episode. That's right.
Yeah.
The sequel.
This is
what
people have been. So many people have written us. People started a campaign where the fans mail us plush Gators in the mail.
Right.
Because they're demanding that we do an episode recapping the Burt Reynolds film Gator, which is a sequel to White Lightning.
So yeah, if you want us to do that, throw us a couple of bucks at MaximumFun.org/join, and if we get 2,000 new and upgrading, we will do that episode for you. Travell, what's the gang over at Fanti doing for bonus stuff this year?
We have a very special live experience that we are putting together for the folks who support our show. And we just call it an experience because it's really, it's just really a unique thing that like you have to experience, you know, to really understand what it is. It's a version of something we do called a salon. We call it a salon in which we we try to meet with our members on like a monthly basis so they can get some behind the scenes, you know, one on one or two on 50, however many people show up.
I like those odds.
Type of action. You know how it goes, Jordan.
Sure.
This is just for your OnlyFans, is that correct?
You know, for the special subscribers, okay? Hit the link in the bio. So we have a very special live experience planned for the folks who support us, you know, so you can just, you know, laugh at me and Jarrett, you know, yelling at each other or talking over each other or sometimes giving each other compliments every now and again. It's a really fun time.
There are also gifts, Jordan, at the $10 a month level. We have patches this year, 35 different embroidered patches. You can choose one. There's one for every show. There's a wonderful one for Jordan, Jesse. Go.
Yeah.
You know where you can put that, Jordan?
In your pipe and smoke it? Where are you going with this?
No, Jordan. Where the sun don't shine.
Where the sun don't... Yes. Right up the old prison wallet.
Or your jean jacket or whatever.
Jean jacket, messenger bag. Yes.
Yeah. Lots of places you can put a patch. Just patch it up. Put it on the elbow of your favorite blazer.
There you go. If you're a college professor from the 70s.
Who loves Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Yeah, so we got a welcome to my IFE patch for Jordan, Jesse, Go. And yeah, there's a Bubble patch, too. There is a We Are Book Club patch from Bubble, if you fancy that one. Travell, do you know what the Fanti patch design is?
The creator of the patches, she made something really cute with this like tagline that we say on our show, which is complex and complicado. And so the people who listen, the people who know, they know. And so shout out to those folks who will be getting that patch.
At $20 a month, there's a creativity pack this year. There's a rocket hat. Look, the rocket hat's cool. Everybody knows about these dad hats.
Yeah, you can get the rocket hat or the creativity pack. This has some cool cards that you can use for inspiration of various kinds. Each card has an activity suggestion from your favorite hosts. And it's got all kinds of cool, weird, dumb stuff that you can do. It comes with three postcards, a piece of non-hardening colorful modeling clay, and a custom black wing pencil to encourage you to make your thing.
That's a premium pencil, Jordan. You know about those black wing
pencils? Don't tell me about these pencils.
They got a really cool eraser on them.
It sounds really
and they're good.
Good
for art and writing and stuff.
For $35 a month, there's a Max Fun messenger bag. And hey, if you get one of those big levels, you get everything underneath that too. So if you get if you want the messenger bag at $35 a month, you also get the creativity pack or the rocket hat and the patch and all that good bonus content.
Yeah, MaximumFun.org/join is where you can go to become a member. You can also learn more about how membership works. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, to be frank with you. When you become a member, you choose a level at which you want to support Maximum Fun. You tell us what shows you listen to, and the money that you send us every month gets split equally among those shows. Some of it goes to these thank you gifts and the administration of Maximum Fun and so on and so forth. But it's not a complicated thing. It's not like a whole deal. It is, our shows are creator owned and the money goes to the people that make the shows. It's a pretty straight up transaction. So Go to MaximumFun.org/join. If you only listen to Jordan Jesse Go, mark down Jordan Jesse Go. We'll get all your dough. If you listen to multiple Maximum Fun shows, perfect. Go to MaximumFun.org/join, pick a level, and your donation will support all of them.
MaximumFun.org/join. We really appreciate it. And hey, get some nummies for your nom-noms, okay?
You got nasty nom-noms? Get some nums.
Get some nums.
Nom down at MaximumFun.org/join. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Travell Anderson, Fantasia's biggest fan.
Wait, I mean, it's Fantasia's... What other movie has dancing brooms, Jordan?
Yep. Now I forgot the name of the show. American Idol. It's the American Idol winner.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Is Fantasia still doing it? Is Fantasia still...
Yes. Not only is she releasing music, she has a book coming out with her husband, a relationship book, and she is currently filming The Color Purple musical adaptation. She played Celie on Broadway. And now they're taking the Broadway show and adapting it into another Color Purple movie. And she is playing Celie in the movie.
Sounds like Underwood can suck an egg.
Travell.
Fantasia's the ultimate American Idol winner.
What movies are Ruben Studdard starring in?
Probably a Lifetime movie or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Seems like he would. He'd do a great job.
Lifetime loves to, you know, get some of the, I don't want to say washed up, but washed up folks from yesteryear and, you know, give them a check. And we love Lifetime for that.
Can we get a Taylor Hicks update real quick, Travell?
I do not know where he and his head of gray hair is. I'm sure he's probably making music for the folks who voted for him. I was not one of those people. But, you know, I'm sure he's, you know, serving the people he needs to serve.
That guy won American Idol a long time ago for having been gray-haired at the time and now being 45. The man is only 45 years old now.
I'm going to just Google here. Taylor Hicks, net. Worth $94
real feet. Wiki feet men. What do you think we'd have to do to get on Wiki feet men, Jordan?
Boy, I think
probably not much.
Travell's definitely already the star of Wiki feet non-binary.
Of course, I've got the best feet out here, honey.
But what do we got to do to get on Wiki Feet Men, Jordan?
I mean, first and foremost, show feet on Maine. Okay. First step.
I mean, I'll whip out these Tootsies. Everybody loves them.
Yeah, if anybody knows anybody over in the creative department of Wiki Feet Men, let them know that. Yeah, I mean, maybe we could we write like MaximumFun.org/join on our feet and, you know, call it a promo or something.
Yeah, I think we would have to meet the notability requirements, but all you have to do is, you know, show which little piggy went to market.
Mm-hmm. And which one cried wee, wee, wee all the way home, if you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be clear, I don't know what I mean.
No one knows. We'll have to find out later at the salon.
Yes, the salon.
Hey, MaximumFun.org/join. We really appreciate it if you go there and throw a couple of bucks down to keep Maximum Fun up and running. It's great. There's bonus content. There's gifts. Travell, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank y'all for having me.
After Taylor Hicks, there's a hard turn towards American Idols that I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
Jordan Sparks, I kind of remember.
Okay.
Yes, icon. Are you kidding me? One step at a time, no air?
Philip Phillips? Someone won that was named Philip Phillips, and I don't...
Philip Phillips, great music. Great music, not even going to lie. Can't hold it against him. But yes, his name is Philip Phillips.
What about this guy whose name is Chase, Chayce?
Oh, I don't remember that person. Who's that? That must be from one of the seasons after I stopped watching after season 13's winner, Candace Glover. Then it jumped the shark for me, and I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Flanagan. Oh, sorry, that's John Lovitz's liar character from SNL.
Do you think Lovitz could win American Idol if it came down to it?
Lovitz has a beautiful singing voice. Every time
that's
Lovitz
why I bring
sings,
it up.
I'm always impressed. I always think it's so funny and great when he sings.
I think Lovitz has operatic training, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know. It would make total sense. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the style of his singing that he does, too.
I think Lovitz could take it down. Is there a celebrity American Idol?
I think he could win normal American. I think he could just go in and say that he's a kid from Michigan. some Gen X comedy fans would know who he was, but everybody
Juan
else.
Jovitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think.
Katy Perry's not going to know who he is.
Yeah.
She's still the judge.
He could do the Masked Singer. That's like, celebrity American Idol.
You could dress up like a big milkshake and wow us all.
Well, listen, thanks to everybody. You've listened to an entire Max Fun Drive episode of Jordan Jesse Go. We're grateful to you for that. It seems like you probably like the show, so maybe become a member. Go to MaximumFun.org/join. I mean, at the point where you're listening to us pitching the idea of John Lovitz dressing up like a milkshake on network television to impress Katy Perry.
Ken Jeong's.
Dr. Ken.
He's one of the, mm-hmm. one of the judges Jeong. On Masked Singer.
I can't drive past the Kaiser Sunset Hospital without thinking Dr. Ken used to work there.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Dr. Ken. He's fun. Funny guy. MaximumFun.org/join is where you can become a member of Maximum Fun. You can also upgrade or boost your membership if you'd like. We're very grateful to every single one of you who becomes a member. If you're able to, at any level, we couldn't be more grateful. It's the reason we're able to maintain this fire hose of bullshit.
Don't make us turn off the shit nozzle. Please.
May the shit nozzle be forever open. That's our motto.
Yes.
Our producer is Brian Sunny D. Fernandez. Valerie Moffitt is in charge of the stream. Our theme music is Love You by The Free Design, courtesy of The Free Design and Light in the Attic Records. Yes, we've seen the new commercial that song is in. You can find us on Reddit, MaximumFun.reddit.com. You can find us on Twitter at Jesse Thorne and at Jordan_Morris. You can find us on Instagram at put.this.on and at Jordan David Morris. Travel Anderson, you can find on Fanti.
Yeah.
And in bookstores soon.
Very soon.
Don't miss out on Fanti. It's an amazing show, a smart, funny, fascinating program. I haven't heard it, but this is what people have told me. Travel. I have heard. It's a great show.
It is all of those things and more.
MaximumFun.org/join is where you can become a member. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
I'll hug you and kiss you and love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.